Welcome to your daily devotional for October 31st, the demonic realm of mediums and ghosts. Isaiah chapter 8, verses 19 and 20. We're going to be using the same text as we used yesterday. And when they say to you, seek those who are mediums and wizards, who whisper and mutter, should not a people seek their God? Should they seek the dead on behalf of the living? To the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. A medium is someone who claims to be able to contact supernatural beings or deceased human beings. Seances, Ouija boards, and necromancy fall into this category. Necromancy is the English term that arises out of the two words in the Greek, nekros manteia, meaning dead body divination. This is the specific practice of mediums of raising up the spirit of the deceased in either ghost form or bodily form. We see an example of this in the encounter of Saul with the medium in Endor in 1 Samuel chapter 28, verses 6 through 20. In that particular case, God allows the practice. However, the practice itself is condemned, and Saul would face judgment on the basis of his sin in seeking the medium to begin with. The Bible does not teach the concept of ghosts of the deceased or the hauntings that are often associated with them. Rather, Scripture states that it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment, in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27. The soul and spirit go either to be in the presence of God or in torment awaiting the final judgment. What then is the explanation for such occurrences? The Bible is very clear that angels and demons, fallen angels, can and do intervene in human affairs in a variety of ways. Heavenly angels will always glorify God, and so they intervene not to bring attention to themselves or the spectacular, but the Creator God. The origin of valid ghosts and hauntings is therefore demonic. Fallen angels will seek to destroy or undermine anything that glorifies God. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. What about instances when people feel a sense of peace or some other positive result from a communication of a departed loved one, for instance? The Bible answers that question quite clearly. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. If it is deception and false peace that will lead the inquirer away from God, then evil will offer them. Very often the faith of the seeker will be in the medium, and a fascination with the unseen realm of darkness will result. That is a trap. Do not fall for it. There are times in life when we do not have all the answers to our questions. God has not given you any other recourse in his word other than to seek him with your whole heart and soul. Do this instead today.